Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, September 30th. This is the fun part. That's what Speaker Pelosi calls this very dramatic moment of high-stakes negotiations over Joe Biden's domestic agenda. There are big and significant developments in the intra-party Democratic caucus negotiations over enacting Joe Biden's domestic agenda. And yet, we're pretty much in the same place we've been. Now, that doesn't mean that the developments aren't real and important and significant, but we are still in the place, folks, where progressives and moderates are miles apart, appearing nowhere close to actually coming to some sort of an agreement to move forward on either of these two critical pieces of the Biden agenda, that bipartisan infrastructure bill and that Build Back Better social spending bill known as the reconciliation bill. So here are the latest developments as I'm recording this at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No doubt by the time you hear this, there will have been even more developments in this process. First, we heard from Speaker Pelosi today come out and say, the idea of doing nothing or even finding an alternative to moving forward with her plan is just not in her mind at the moment. Now, you might expect her to say that because she really would like to move the ball down the field. But there's an overriding principle that Pelosi constantly tells us. She's not going to bring bills to the floor that don't have the votes to pass. And it still doesn't seem that she has the votes to pass it. But that is not persuading her to give up. This was Speaker Pelosi this morning.
I do not plan on not doing anything. I plan on moving forward in a positive way. And everybody has to think that this is the path we're on. It's not a fork in the road, maybe here, maybe there. It's a path that we're on. We had a great morning, lots of conversations as we come to the end. Let me just tell you about negotiating. At the end, that's when you really have to weigh in. You cannot tire. You cannot concede. This is the fun part.
Now, perhaps Speaker Pelosi didn't consider this a real fork in the road because she knew what was going to come next today, which is that Joe Manchin, that West Virginia moderate Democratic senator, who everyone has been circling around to figure out what is it he wants. Specifically, what is that top line spending number he'd be willing to sign on to for the reconciliation bill, knowing it's not going to be the $3.5 trillion that House progressives want to see, and that if they only knew what that number is, then they could actually begin negotiations. Well, Pelosi, no doubt, had some idea that Manchin was going to make that number known today. And he did just that on the steps of the Capitol.
My top line has been 1.5 because I believe in my heart that what we can do and what the needs we have right now and what we can afford to do without basically changing our whole society to an entitlement mentality. Basically take whatever we aren't able to come to agreement with today and take that on the campaign trail next year. And I'm sure that they'll get many more liberal, progressive Democrats with what they say they want.
So there you have it. Joe Manchin says his top line number for the Build Back Better bill, the soft infrastructure, the home health care and pre-K and free community college and extending the child care tax credit, expanding Medicare for seniors to get dental coverage and vision and hearing aids. Stuff, by the way, Joe Biden promised voters on the campaign trail last year. All of that, he's only willing to spend $1.5 trillion on that. And he says for concerns that the economy can't bear more spending than that. Here's the thing, folks. We learned today that he put out a document, a piece of paper sort of detailing the agreement and the parameters of what he'd be willing to accept back in July to Chuck Schumer. So it begs the question, why didn't we know this number? Why was Chuck Schumer hiding the ball here? If the question inside Democratic politics has been for the last 6 weeks, what's Joe Manchin's number? And Chuck Schumer actually knew it. And Joe Biden actually knew it. What did they gain from hiding it? Now, maybe they thought the number was too low to not even be realistic and that it wouldn't really get the party to agreement. That may be, but still, why hide the number? It's not just Manchin. In a written statement from Senator Sinema's office today, she's the Democratic senator from Arizona, the other moderate that has been the center of attention here. Her office said she has made it clear that she's not going to support a bill costing $3.5 trillion. Quote, in August, she shared detailed concerns and priorities, including dollar figures, directly with Senate Majority Leader Schumer and the White House. So apparently, the Biden White House and Chuck Schumer have known exactly where Sinema and Manchin are, even though that was not at all the impression that they were putting out publicly. Well, guess what, folks? Joe Manchin's top line number? It's a non-starter for the House progressives. Here's Pramila Jayapal.
We put out an offer for $3.5 trillion, and it has all of our legislative language. And in fact, 96% of Democrats in the House and the Senate support that number. We have 4% that would like something different, and we've been at the table ready to receive what it is that they want so that we can start the negotiation. We have said clearly, and we reiterated this again to the Speaker, and we're in the same place, that we will not be able to vote for the infrastructure bill until the reconciliation bill has passed.
So like I said, there have been a ton of developments today, and yet here we are. It's clear Nancy Pelosi doesn't yet have the votes at this hour to move the infrastructure deal forward. You may look at this now that we have the actual parameters for a negotiation to take place, but it's a negotiation that is nowhere near a conclusion. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.